Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Jim Cantarucci back on the show. Coming up on 11 years he's been hanging out with us, Jim is one of our great management minds in our brain trust. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits That Create a Lifetime of Success. He's our good friend Jim. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always nice to be with you.
Good to have you here. So I love talking about decision making, and that's what you've got on your mind today. And we just had a good visit with Jim Ballard, who talked to us about comparing life to a whitewater rafting trip, right? Where you how to know when to fight the river and how to know when to let the river take you.
Well,
decision making is a lot like that is too, isn't it?
It is for sure. We spent our honeymoon in Alaska whitewater rafting. So, yeah, I was able to relate to Jim very well. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But, when we're talking about decision-making, Jim, we're really wanting to get to the best right thing. You know, there are usually a couple right things to do. We have to find the best one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the nuance of decision-making. It's not yes or no. Approve it or don't approve it. It's much more subtle than that, and that's what we need to be thinking about as leaders.
All right. Well, how do we get there?
Well, first bit of advice is a little counter to what we might think, and that's to never make a decision as a leader. Now, we grew up, we worked hard. Somebody upstairs, they're always upstairs, made these stupid decisions that we had to live with, and we worked through them and. Finally, we are in this leadership role, and we get to decide, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the mindset that we usually bring to decision-making as a leader.
If this is my job, they're paying me to make a decision, I have to make a decision.
Right, but think about leadership. Your job is to develop people
and other leaders.
So you should never make a decision unless you're doing it so that you could teach the process of making a decision. Otherwise, you should have other people making decisions, coming up with the research, deciding which factors make the most sense,
right,
and then bringing that recommendation to you as a leader. You participate in the decision-making, but you shouldn't be the ultimate decider from that perspective. It's a mindset more than anything else.
Well, and this is also, this tracks right along with the emphasis I've been placing for several years now on helping small business owners become think of themselves more as a CEO and less of, as a manager. And what I mean by that is firing themselves from jobs that they no longer need to do and promoting themselves to jobs that only they can do so that they're making the decisions that a CEO should be making, but not making it to go up to play along with your thinking here, not make decisions that somebody else should be making.
In a practical sense, it's the only way you could ever take a vacation.
Well,
or grow
your business without going nuts, or if somehow you got sick or never came back to prevent your business from just collapsing.
Yeah, we're talking about freedom here, and the freedom to be able to live your life in the context of your business, and you can't do that if you're the only person that can make the decision. That's where we often get into trouble.
Right, absolutely. So what's the first step to making this happen?
Well, first of all, let's contrast, for example, decisions we make in our real life. Real life, for example, we're deciding what new house we're going to buy for our family. You consider the neighborhood, you consider your spouse, you consider your kids, you maybe even consider the dog in making your decision, right? You're looking at school districts and all of those things. If you think about that, you're thinking about many more people than just yourself when you're making that decision. And you might decide, for example, Jim, that you're going to take an extra 15-minute commute because your spouse would save 10 minutes on her commute, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you make those kinds of decisions considering other people. And when we think about business, we tend to think in terms of self-interest almost exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if we went to some nasty school where they taught us
that thought process, right? And it's usually associated with a business model,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not just our self-interest. It's our self-interest based on what the business model is. What's our strategy? What are our plans? And I'm gonna let you flesh that out, and we'll get more into the business decision making after this break with our good friend Jim Cantarucci. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.